This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 4. Dealing with our guilt. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 1. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when anyone among you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, you are to offer a male without defect. You must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you. You are to slaughter the young bull before the Lord, and then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and splash it against the sides of the altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting. You are to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron the priest are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall arrange the pieces, including the head and the fat, on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord." I'm not proud of this, but I'm a recovering guilt denier. When confronted with something that I've done wrong, my first reaction is to deny, argue, or even blame others. Many of us do that. Others, however, absorb guilt and get stuck in shame and self-loathing. Still others take their cues from our feel-good culture and deny that there's anything wrong with us to begin with. But our conscience won't let us off so easily. Deep down, we all have a nagging awareness that we fall short, even of our own standards. God offers a better alternative. In the opening chapters of Leviticus, we find pictures of hope and forgiveness. Each offering of a type of animal or food served a different purpose, and each sacrifice could be different depending on a family's income. The burnt offering dealt with the people's fundamental problem of guilt. The person laid their hand on a bull, a sheep, or a bird, and the animal would be killed in place of its family. In this way, the penalty for sin would be covered, and the offering would make an aroma pleasing to the Lord, signifying God's favor and blessing. Of course, as Hebrew 10 verse 4 explains, it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Those offerings illustrated that Jesus, the Lamb of God, would eventually become the ultimate sacrifice for us. Jesus' death was an offering pleasing to God, and now God's favor shines on us. Pray with me. Merciful God, we rejoice in the forgiveness you extend to us in Christ, our Savior. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.